I was working in the Vatican then, and in fact, it was my job to find Muslims. And it was really difficult. They were quite suspicious. I think they were worried about being drawn into some sort of disguised Christian proselytism. They were very hesitant. And we really had to convince them and pay their way. And still at the end, we only wound up with five or six people. Now, at the second day of prayer for peace in Assisi, it was so different. Remember, that was during the middle of the war in Bosnia. And we got a really good response from Muslims. It was limited to Muslims in Europe. But all those whom we invited, they were eager to come and prayed together, cooperated very well. Then in 2002, I guess it was, the third day of prayer for peace in Assisi, there were so many Muslims to come, and so many important Muslims representing important Islamic organizations that there simply was not room for them all on the podium. The number of people who wanted to be there and really representative people exceeded our expectations and exceeded the possibilities to serve them. So I think we see a dramatic change going on from 1986 until now. On the one hand, many I'm just speaking about Muslims, but we'd find something analogous, I think, with Jews and Buddhists and in Hindus. But I think Muslims have seen that this is not a propaganda ploy, that the Pope, now the popes are sincere about this. I think also a change has gone on in their own religious thinking, where the place of dialogue is respected now. Many of the initiatives I'm involved in, probably most of the initiatives I'm involved in, actually come from Muslims. Now, back in the 80s, this was not the case. We would invite, and sometimes they would come, sometimes they would not come. We'd invite again, and sometimes they'd come. But now, there's much more of a commitment on the part of Muslims themselves to initiate dialogue activities and encounters. And so that's a big change, is in their own internal attitude toward dialogue.
How much did Pope John Paul II himself, do you think, influence this change within the Muslim world? How much was...
I think he was really the key person. In terms of reception, I think that... He was the one who really convinced Catholics around the world that Nostra Aetate and Lumen Gentium should be taken seriously in terms of our relations with people of other faiths. It could have so easily, those documents could have become just public relations. They came down on paper, but nobody really took them seriously. But we saw with Pope John Paul that he did take them seriously. He met with Muslims over 50 times. All the popes in history before him and after together have not met with Muslims maybe even 10 times.
Where do you think this inspiration comes from? Why was he so keen to push this particular aspect of the Second Vatican Council legacy, if you like?
His respect for Muslims was genuine. I heard him say in a private setting, there were no journalists around, there was no written script or anything, so he was saying what he thought. And he said, these Muslims, he said, are people of prayer. We all have to learn from that. I think it was his commitment to prayer and his experience of seeing that people were not praying as much. Who was praying? Muslims were praying. The day of prayer in Assisi in 93, when the Muslims came, they were supposed to come down and Euro Television was supposed to show the Pope meeting the Muslims. And so they sent up to me, and I was supposed to be kind of leading them around. And they said to me, the Pope is ready to see the Muslims. I looked, and here they were all at prayer. So I go running down the stairs to tell the Pope and the Cardinal who was there. They said, where are the Muslims? I said, they're in prayer. And the Pope says, yes, let them go. He says, that's what we're here for. So I think that his attitude was one of genuine appreciation, and they all sensed it. I can remember going to places like Tatarstan and to Malaysia, and when I would arrive, they'd greet me and say, oh, John Paul, John Paul. There was a genuine affection for him.
The meeting with young people in Morocco was perhaps one of the most striking,
80,000, 90,000. And I've gone back to that text very often. It's a beautiful text. And really, it was a great moment. I wasn't there myself. I was here in the Vatican. But the moment was really a good one. And to me, that's the sort of thing we can recreate. When trust is there, there's a tremendous openness on the part of, I mean, good, believing, practicing Muslims, people who take their religion seriously, a respect for us as people who also are taking God seriously.